Attention, mill spouses, families, and service members. It's now time for another empowering episode of Army Wife Talk Radio, the leading and longest-running podcast of its kind. AWTR is here to engage, educate, and encourage you by sharing dynamic interviews, social media connections, news, and empowering military life information. Here are your AWTR hosts, your Army Wife Network Command Team.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Army Wife Network Mill Spouse Empowerment Moment. My name is Kayla Gebline, and I am the Army Wife Network Social Media Coordinator. And today, we're going to be answering some questions that I frequently get because I am a mom to twin girls. And I'm trying not to speed through this, but we're getting to the end of nap time here, so I sort of wanted to jump on and answer and just get them all out there, I guess. I am a first-time mom to twin girls, and it's been a crazy experience. It's weird because I don't know what it's like to just have one, you know? So I've always been pregnant with two. I have two now, and it's like, I don't know what that experience is with one. So, I wouldn't say it's bias. I don't know what it's like to only have one kid at a time. So, but these are some of the questions I get, and I think that answers some of them. So here we go. The first question I always get is, are they twins? And while I understand, you don't want to just assume that two kids like together, maybe they're cousins, you know, maybe I was like babysitting one, but, I get that question often. And sometimes if it's like a funny situation or we sort of, you know, it seems like someone who can take a joke will make like little funny comments like, yeah, well, they were triplets, but we left the other one at home or, you know, something funny like that. But most of the time I just say, yeah, they are twins. It is funny though, because sometimes I do dress them the same when we go out in public, and I still get asked the same question. So I just think it's funny. I don't get offended by it. I think some people do sometimes, but I just think it's funny that people ask, like, oh, are they twins? Because the next question I always get is, are they identical? And then it's like, well, so I don't really know if my girls are identical. Because I guess like not a lot of people know this, but besides the basic identical and fraternal set of twins, there are different kinds of twins, like how they were made, how the embryo was formed, that type of thing. So my girls were their own, they had their own like sac, their whatever sac, and they had their own placenta. So with those kinds, that there's only a 30% chance of them being identical. So in order to find that out, we would have to like do a zygosity test. And I haven't done that just because, I mean, they're going to be 8 months old. So we have to feel like we still got some time. But I feel like I have like the mom goggles where it's like, I know that they're like how they look very different, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're not identical. So I guess it's just very interesting that way, especially when someone asks, oh, are they twins? And they ask if they're identical. So, but it is kind of cool that, they could be identical. But either way, you know, it's cool either way, I guess. The next one is, how do you tell them apart? So, my girls, I feel like they look very different. Obviously that is not true, because so many people are like, no, they look the same. But they do have the same color eyes. Their face sort of is the same. I feel like now that they're getting bigger though, they look alike in the sense that they're siblings, not identical twins. So my husband and I are definitely very interested to figure out one day if they are identical. But as of right now, we're not going to find out. But it's definitely something that is on our minds for sure, because so many people come up to us and like, oh, they gotta be identical. I've just done a lot of traveling recently. We went to Disney World, and then I also went back home to visit my family, and people would stop us all the time and be like, oh, are they identical? Like, what's the situation? And it's funny. People love twins, and I love that people love twins, because I mean, it took a long time to grow them. So I have no problem with talking about them all the time. The next question that I think a lot of people are always curious about, but don't want to ask necessarily, is how do you do it? I mean, being a military spouse, my husband isn't always around. We were very fortunate with his job and his assignment that he is able to be around a lot more than if we were at like a normal army assignment, because my husband is in a training unit right now. So I guess it's just, we were very blessed. We were very lucky to be in this situation right now. And I guess a couple of things that I picked up, I keep my girls on not a strict schedule, but a nice routine every day. We not do the same things, but you know, the nap times and feeding and activities, and we go outside and go for walks. And so I try to do not the same thing, but I like to keep a nice routine every day, to make sure that that they get the proper amount of sleep, and that they're eating enough during the day, and they get enough proper sleep at night, because thankfully they do sleep through the night as of right now. So that's been very, very fortunate for me. I also, a big thing that what is we, my husband and I share responsibility. So I know that's like easy to say, like, oh, you're both parents, but I don't believe that there's like a primary caregiver in our house. Like my husband will feed, change diapers, do all of that just as much as I do. Obviously not during the day so much, but when he's home, he's here, he's ready to go. He's not like tired. We both make sure that after bedtime, like we can relax and hang out and still have like that decompression time. But it's nice that my husband likes to be like very involved with everything and with all the decisions, and you know, like, oh, should we increase, you know, the ounces that they're eating, or should we try this new food today, or things like that. He just likes to be involved with things, and I enjoy involving him because I feel like I'm around them all day and he's gone at work. So it's nice that he gets to be involved still and feel like he's still like a major part of their lives. Another thing that has been very hard for me, because I am a person who really likes a set schedule and a set timing for everything, is I have learned that I just need to be a little flexible sometimes. So today we were going to visit a friend, and their nap time had to get pushed, and it was okay, and the girls are fine. And so I've just learned that sometimes you just have to be a little bit flexible with all of that. And also remember that it's all temporary. So like, this is just a phase, and one day they're going to be walking, and one day they're going to be feeding themselves and dressing themselves. And so if there's like a little stormy period in your life, that it can't be forever. It's just a phase. And so I keep telling myself that when they have like those tough days, like, tomorrow's a new day. It's all temporary. Nothing is permanent, all of that. So it's definitely, that's how I sort of get myself through the times, and also accepting help. Whenever a family member is like, oh, can I come down and visit? I was like, yeah, but you know, this is not just visiting. We're working, we're doing stuff. So I always accept help. I feel very fortunate that I've been able to have help throughout my time so far as being a mom. My family's been huge. My husband's family has been huge. It's been just a really great thing to have, especially because then family gets to be with the girls. So that's also a big tip, is accept help when you can, for sure. The next question that I get is, do you have two of everything? And you can sort of see here my two little high chairs, but yeah, yep, I pretty much have two of everything. We have two swings, two jumpers, two chairs, two like activity mats. I try to make sure we have two of the same toy, because I don't want one to feel left out. I guess I've never really had one of something. I've tried to make sure that there's always two. They might not be the exact same, but they're like comparable, I guess. And once again, we were very blessed, like living near an army base, and kids use things for such a short amount of time. So it's really nice when people sell stuff, and it's way cheaper to get when it's already used, sort of. So that's been really nice too. But yeah, we pretty much have two of everything. And my house is very full, and I cannot wait. This will be our first PCS with kids in general, so it's going to be very interesting, that's to say the least. And so the next question I get is sort of a two-parter. I always get asked, do twins run in your family, or Like, were they natural? And I guess asking that second part is, were they natural? Not that like I get offended. I just feel like it's not a fair question. Like twins do run on my side of the family. Apparently we found out after I found out I was pregnant with twins. But I guess no matter what your beliefs are on that subject, I feel like asking someone like, you know, is your pregnancy natural? Or, you know, it's not like it was unnatural, I guess. You know, like we were fortunate that it was just, we had dealt with some infertility issues and out of nowhere, I get pregnant and it's twins. So, and I know that a lot of multiple pregnancies happen through the courses of IVF and things like that. And I guess like, does it matter? Like, if my kids were IVF kids, would that really matter? You know, it doesn't change anything really. They're still beautiful little babies that are happy and fed and well taken care of. So, that is one of them now giving me a call. So, I'm going to just try and wrap this up, but so those are some of the questions I get. It's funny how a lot of people are so interested in twins. I really think it's cool that people are interested though. I love it. I think it's great. You know, like I said before, I worked hard to make those little babies. So I think it's great. And I love that people want to ask questions about them. So I think it's fun when people ask. So, speaking of asking questions, here at Army Wife Network, we encourage you to reach out to us here at Army Wife Network by following us on our social media platforms, which is Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram. We are also on LinkedIn at Army Wife Network. And remember, you can always contact us at info@armywifenetwork.com. If you find yourself needing some information or resources or what have you, we are always going to be there. And always make sure to stay tuned for future Middle Spouse Empowerment Moments. And you can catch the full audio versions and Army Wife Talk radio episodes on the podcast app of your choice. Engage, educate, encourage. Army Wife Network is your source for military life empowerment. This is your Army Wife Network command team signing out.
Thank you for tuning in to Army Wife Talk Radio. The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. AWTR is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services. Inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Until the next episode, head over to armywifenetwork.com to connect with all of our engaging resources. Engage, educate, encourage. AWN is your source for military life empowerment.